Okay, so begin the second session now.
那我们开始下半堂课。
Okay, so we just saw the line that Matthew had written about to confirm that Jesus Christ was in the line of David.
所以马太呢，就是在马太福音里面来证明了大卫是在大，应该说耶稣是大卫的血脉。
Yeah, now remember, Jesus is called the Messiah, and the word Messiah comes from the word mashak, which means to pour or to anoint somebody with oil for the role of the king.
所以，耶稣是弥赛亚，而弥赛亚是来自于 Masha 这个字啊 ，Masha 这个字就是被高抹的，所以弥赛亚其实就是被高抹的王的意思。
And so we see that David is anointed by Samuel, and then we're going to see that God gives a promise to David to say that your line, your kingly line, will last forever and ever.
而我们知道呢，耶稣是大卫的子嗣，而大卫呢，这个大卫是被撒母耳给高抹的王。好，那大卫呢，他的整个王位呢，这个撒母耳就跟大卫说，你的子嗣将会永远的为王。
Yeah, and for David, that must have been a maybe a shock as well, but a great honor.
对大卫来讲呢，这个撒母耳跟他所做的预言，他一定是非常的惊讶，也是一个很大的荣誉。
For David to be told by God as a promise, actually, you know, said you will have a son that sits on the throne forever. Again, this is a great honor for David.
对大卫来讲哦，那个先知对他所做的预言说，你的子嗣将永远的为王，哈，坐在宝座上。这对大卫来讲是非常非常大的一个荣耀。
Yeah, and this son is going to be called the Messiah. He is the eternal king, the one, the anointed one. Actually, sometimes we translate the word Messiah as the anointed one.
而这个永远为王的这一位子孙呢，就是弥赛亚。那这弥赛亚就是被高抹的。所以我们常常有的时候把弥赛亚就直接就翻成被高抹的。
Yeah, so remember that the root word is mashak, that basically means to pour. So that's what we saw in 1 Samuel 16 verse 3.
好，在这个撒母耳一书的16章第3节里面就已经有介绍这个 mashak 这个字，就是被高抹，就是被灌，就把水倒出来的那个字就叫 mashak。然后，所以我们 Masha 这个是浇灌的意思，然后弥赛亚就是被浇灌的人。
Yeah, now we say Messiah in English, but nowadays the Jews would say Mashiach.
好 ，Masha 这个浇灌都是动词啊，希伯来文。然后它的名词 Mashiach 就是被浇灌的人。好，然后这个被浇灌的人后来就变成了弥赛亚。
But really, we're trying to say the word Mashiach, but they say Messiah.
Okay, 所以被浇灌的人啊 ，Mashiach 这个字呢，在英文呢就被念成Messiah， 就是 M， 就是的拼法就有点不一样了，就 Messiah。
The Hebrew is Mashiach. English we say Messiah, but the word is translated into Greek as Christos.
好，所以呢，在这个希伯来文是 Mashiach， 然后英文是 Messiah， 然后到了这个希腊文叫 Christos， 这 Christos 就是 Christ 的前身。
That's right. Yeah. We just say Jesus Christ, and the Christ emphasizes the Messiah.
所以耶稣基督的基督 Christ 就是要强调他是弥赛亚的意思，并不是他的姓。
So when we talk about Jesus Christ, and remember the word Jesus means the Savior from the word Yeshua in Hebrew, and Christ refers to the Messiah. So Jesus is he's the Savior and he's the Messiah.
所以耶稣这个字 Jesus 呢，其实是救赎者的意思。然后 Christ 就是 Christos， 就是弥赛亚的意思，就是这个被高抹的王。所以 Jesus Christ 就是拯救者，然后被高抹的王，摆在一起来讲。
In the English, we call him Christ, but obviously that refers to Christos, and again, this is the translation of the Greek from the Hebrew.
好，所以我们要知道，就是 Christos 是就是弥赛亚的意思，然后它在后来再演变成 Christ 是变成英文，就没有所谓主词、受词的这个后面的尾音。
Now, when we talk about the son of David, and we see this many times, and the son of David is always a reference to Jesus and his messianic title.
好，所以我们现在回到 PPT 啊，就是大卫的子嗣，好，Son of David，啊，是在谈我们的耶稣基督。那这个基督，耶稣基督，他其实被称为大卫的子嗣，他其实就在讲他的弥赛亚的这个职位的位阶。
We can have a look at some verses now. So we'll look at Matthew 15:22.
我们现在看一下马太福音15:22。
And these are people that believed in Jesus as the Messiah.
人呢，都已经相信这个耶稣是弥赛亚。
It says, And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David.
好，我们再把《马太福音》15:22看到呢，就是有一个当地的迦南妇人来喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我啊，我的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
She obviously knows Jesus can do miracles now. She's heard the stories and she wants him to do a miracle to help save her daughter.
”所以呢，很显然，这个迦南妇人已经听说了耶稣啊，是可以创造神迹的。所以他希望耶稣能够为他创造神迹，然后救他的女儿。
And I'll give you another verse. I don't want to go into the details of that, but another verse we see is in Matthew 20:30. So this is the same thing, Matthew 20:30.
而在这个马太福音20:30也有提到另外一个案例。
Yeah, now these people are blind, but again, it comes to show us that just because you're blind doesn't mean you can't know truth.
在马太福音20:30，这边有两个瞎子，他们是真的是瞎眼的人哈，听见耶稣经过就喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们吧！”所以就说他们虽然是瞎了眼，但是他们并不代表他们不知道什么是真理。
And it would be the same for deaf people as well. Deaf people can learn how to read and they can learn how to sign things using the sign language. They can learn truth as well.
所以呢，就算是耳聋的人，他也因着可以用这个手语来传递这些讯息，他也可以读。他是虽然是耳聋，他也可以读经来学习神的话语。
Yeah, and these two blind men, they were believers and they had been hearing, studied about the messiahship. Of Jesus Christ.
呀，不论瞎眼的或耳聋的，他们都是有机会可以学习到神的话语，而知道弥赛亚的到来。
Okay, so here we have the same scenario, the same thing. Behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.
所以这两个瞎子坐在路旁，听见耶稣经过，就喊着说：“主啊，主啊，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们吧！”
And they're recognizing Jesus as their king.
所以他们都理解啊，这两个案例都知道说，耶稣是大卫的子孙，是可以做王掌权。
Yeah, so in the name Jesus Christ, so here they're referring to Jesus as the son of David. Now they're referring to him as the Christ.
好，所以他们在讲大卫的子孙的时候，他们其实心目中要想要讲的就是，他们是耶稣基督，他们就是基督，就是弥赛亚，就是大卫的子孙将做王掌权，永远做王掌权的这个弥赛亚。
If we see the words Messiah or Christ, you should all be thinking automatically, this is a reference, son of David.
所以，我们必须要了解，就任何时候我们听到弥赛亚或者 Christ 或者弥赛亚这个词呢，你脑子里就要直接把它可以翻译成是大卫的子孙。
Okay, but when we look at the name Jesus, and he's referred to as the Savior there, he's going to be called the Son of Adam.
而我们读到耶稣呢的时候，我们就要知道他 代表意思就是救世主，而救世主的意思就等于是亚当的子孙。
And many times you see the phrase son of Adam mentioned as well, referring to Jesus Christ, or son of man actually, because Adam means the word man. And so you can either say son of Adam or son of man.
而亚当呢，Adam 其实就是希伯来文里面的这个人类，哈，就是人类的意思。所以 "son of Adam" 就是人类的子孙，啊，他就是被称为将会从人类，将会从亚当啊生下未来的这个救世主。
Okay, and if you remember in the genealogy of Luke, Luke is the doctor. And we said last Saturday that his genealogy goes from Mary. So he's gonna, but even though he mentions the name of Joseph at the end, he's really referring to Mary. And Mary's line goes all the way back to Adam and through David, but not through Solomon, but through Nathan, if you remembered that.
我们上礼拜也提到呢，就是说，路加福音他在提这个提到耶稣他的整个家谱的时候呢，他会从一个生物学的角度来写哈，所以他整个把家谱一直拉到亚当的子嗣，但是他这一块呢是从玛利亚的角度，因为耶稣的母亲玛利亚是真的有提供这个卵子，也就是有生物学的基因。给耶稣基督的人，所以从玛利亚的角度一直往上推，一直推到了亚当啊，我们人类的祖先，然后才，所以他更清楚的在讲耶稣是我们的救世主的概念。
Yeah, because if you go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, you're going to see that after Adam and Eve had sinned, they needed a savior, and God provides a savior for them, but they have to have children first.
啊，我们从这个创世纪第三章可以看到，亚当跟夏娃他们犯了罪啊，犯罪之后呢，就必须要这个上帝他应允他们说将会有一个这个拯救者会出现，而这个拯救者必须来自于他们的子嗣，那要有这样的拯救者，就必须要有孩子，所以亚当和夏娃后面就必须要生孩子，然后一代一代的这个传承，然后终于可以生出一个救世主来。
Yeah, and we've looked at this verse before, but this is the first gospel message where the Lord in the garden, that's Jesus Christ, he's giving the gospel message to Adam and to his wife Eve.
好，在这个创世纪三章十五节呢，我们可以看到这边所提到的这个预言，这个先知性预言，大概是整个圣经里面，或者说人类啊，整个的所有先知预言里面的第一个预言啊，就是他将会有救世主会从他们的子嗣中生出来。
Yeah, and I say Adam and Eve, but actually it's Adam and his wife. This time she doesn't even have the name Eve, because we're going to see her name needs to be changed later when she starts giving birth.
You mean Eve, this name was given after giving birth.
After the promise, it's given after the promise that she needs to give birth and after she believed.
And then she got the name Eve.
And then she got the name, yeah.
其实在这个时候呢，当先知预言说他将会生出一个后代，可以那个为人类救赎人类之前呢，其实夏娃并没有一个名字，她就只是一个女人而已，哈。这个就是从这个预言给了夏娃之后呢，夏娃她将成为人类之母，她的这个名字 Eve 才开始被叫夏娃。
Yeah, see, this happens in Genesis 3:20. Then he changes her name because she's going to become the mother of all living, which means all humans. Then through the Savior, they're going to have eternal life.
创世纪三章二十节就有讲到，就是当这个女人将成为众生之母啊。然后亚当就帮他的妻子取名叫夏娃，就是众生之母的意思。
Yeah, but just take you back to Genesis 3:15 again. I had this before, but notice how in the English, and this is the New King James Version, how they have the word seed, and seed refers to the offspring, but they make it with a capital letter here.
我们回到创世纪三章十五节啊，就是。这里面有讲到说，他将会有个后裔。那这个后裔的英文 用的是 seed, S-E-E-D，但是这个 seed 是一个单数，而且是用大写的 S。好，所以这个当他用大写了，就代表的是他在这个指明，好，是耶稣基督是神。那这个 S-E-E-D 呢，是被大写，这个是在新詹姆士国王的译本里面，他全部都很清楚的把单复数，还有如果是神。啊，是耶稣或者是的话，都会以大写的方式出现。
And in this verse, actually, it's talking about this warfare. We come back to the angelic conflict again. We see enmity. There's going to be hatred between you, meaning Satan, and the woman. And then between your seed. Now, your seed here, he's talking to Satan. He means the offspring of Satan. And that means all the unbelievers. And her seed, which means Jesus Christ and all the believers. So you have the separation, two types of people in history. Satan doesn't have children, of course. But people like the Pharisees were called children of Satan, and the fallen angels as well. See, all of these people are the enemies, and so that's
So，
Satan's side.
然后呢，在这一段里面呢，就是创世纪3章15节里面呢，你会看到英文的部分呢，他说你的后裔跟女人的后裔要彼此为仇，所以他其实这个你的后裔指的就是撒旦的后裔，那撒旦的后裔就是跟随撒旦的人，就是那些不相信神的人，而女人的后裔呢，指的却是耶稣基督。啊，所以你看这个小写的 your seed 跟大写的 her seed 是分得非常清楚的。
And then you have this conflict here. He will bruise your head. Now, Satan never dies, of course, but Satan is going to be very wounded. That's for the victory of Jesus Christ.
好，然后呢，他将会这个打伤你的头。好，这边就是我们中文翻成说，女人的后裔要击打你的头，所以这边但英文就直接写说 He will bruise your head，所以他会打伤你的头。这个他指的就是耶稣基督。
Yeah, and you shall bruise his heel. That means Satan thinks he's going to have a victory when he can finally get Jesus Christ on the cross. He thinks he's won, he's going to kill Jesus Christ.
而你呢，将会打伤他的脚跟。所以这个地方其实就已经预表了耶稣基督将会被钉十字架，他的脚跟将会被伤到。
Yeah, because obviously Jesus Christ has to suffer for the sins of the world. So I think that's a reference to that there.
在这边就已经很清楚的预表，耶稣基督将会在十架上受伤。
But this whole passage, this is talking about Jesus Christ as the son of Adam, the son of man. When the Lord in the garden, he promises the offspring for Adam and Eve. And then Jesus is going to be the offspring that gives salvation to everybody.
所以这个创世纪3章15节是非常重要的经句啊，是整本圣经里的第一个预言，而且很清楚地告诉我们，亚当和夏娃将会有他们的子嗣，成为我们人类的救赎者。
Yeah, and so that's why Jesus is called the Son of Man.
所以我们在这里可以看到，耶稣基督被称为人的人子啊，Son of Man 是非常重要的一个起源。
Of course, that's referring to the name Jesus or him as the Savior.
而这个人子啊，是耶稣基督。那基督耶稣呢，又就是代表的这个救赎者这个词，我们也要非常非常的熟悉，不要忘记。
Okay, is there any questions?
有没有问题呢？
有一个问题，我想去参加一个那个反邪教协会的志愿者或者参与相关的工作，可以吗？
He's thinking about going to a society which is against the wrong teaching in the wrong church.
Oh, I wouldn't get involved in that. Because I think, you just keep studying the Bible. God can take care of that. He doesn't need us to get involved in those kind of things because then we get involved in judging and maligning, and that's very dangerous.
Tim 的意思是他不建议你去参加，因为他觉得我们应该是好好的去跟随神，去学习他的教义，而不需要去处理那些有错误的教义的教导的这些事情，那个是属于神的事情。
Yeah, and you start to have Christians fighting or arguing against themselves. Maybe they're Christians as well, And God has to punish that, but also it doesn't look very good in society when you have Christians fighting against each other.
而他觉得这种社团呢，基本上变成是这个基督徒跟基督徒的战争。他觉得这变成我们自己也变成进入了一个在做这个审判别人的角色，但审判别人的角色不是我们基督徒应该做的。
Now, if people came and said, what do you think about this and what do you think about that, then maybe she could provide a book or give some information. But certainly, you don't want to go there seeking problems. You don't want to go making problems.
而这些当你去进入这种社团，你会去跟这些异教、邪教的人这个谈话的时候呢，他们也会跟你宣导他们的概念，会提供很多的书籍啊、文章啊，来证明他们是对的。那在这个过程中呢，你就开始变成在看到问题，而不是在找到答案。这是很危险的事情。
Okay, Father, so we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that you've given to us to know your truth.
感谢天父给我们这样的机会和时间，让我们能够理解真理。
We pray that you guide us with wisdom and with the knowledge from your word that we can be enlightened and that we can know your plan for our lives.
感谢天父经由这个教导，让我们可以从你的字，这话语中，让我们真正认识神。以及认识你的计划，让我们的生命受到启发。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
最后的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
And